Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello and good evening. Oh, let me shut the music off. There we go. Good evening and welcome to Coiner's Corner. Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Lisa's clicked in. I didn't click her in. My fault. Hello.
Not a problem. Hi, good evening.
I'm having a great day. Wayne, are you there? I've got you clicked in too.
Well, of course I am.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we had a roaring show last night, buddy. Tonight, I think we're going to tone it down a little bit. We're going to do things.
Well, we're not going to be singing tonight.
So let's start with CPS and kind of what you guys do with the organization. You know, because people, and this is what we asked last night, because people are asking us what organizations do, what kind of help do they help with, stuff like that. So we, you know, we want to get good reports with other organizations and stuff. We just want people to understand what they're for and what they're doing and how they're helping with these disorders. So
right,
either one of y'all can take it from there.
Okay. Well,
my name is Louise.
Okay, thanks, Lisa. My name is Louise Mauder, and I'm founder and president of the Central Pain Syndrome Foundation. I don't know how familiar your listeners are with Central Pain Syndrome. Do you want me to describe it or explain it
sure,
a bit?
Sure. Go, because I don't, you know, I know some about it, but not a whole lot. So you're the one that, you know, got the information, share it.
Okay. Well, central pain syndrome is really an umbrella term for all of those diseases of extreme pain, neuropathy, mm-hmm. that you get if you have an injury to your brain stem, or your spinal cord, your central mm-hmm. nervous system. Mm-hmm. And what can happen is, I know we're familiar with the idea that you break your back and you don't feel anything, but sure. sometimes the injury that you get to your central nervous system doesn't destroy your feeling. It actually causes your pain symptoms to explode. It causes an overload in the pain receptors in the brain. So that almost any stimulation feels like all pain at once, all the different types of pain at once, as intense as you can feel them. And there will be different symptoms that different people have. You can get central pain, depending on how you got the disease. So you may have central pain as the result of a stroke. That's often called thalamic pain syndrome. Or you might have central pain as a result of multiple sclerosis. We're familiar with multiple sclerosis causing pain. You may get central pain as a result of epilepsy, maybe traumatic brain injury. The pro football players that we hear that are in excruciating pain, they have central pain syndrome. You can get it as the result of an injury to your spine, or any sort of injury that can cause some sort of a lesion on your brain stem, your brain, or your spine, like shingles, for instance, or syringes. There are all sorts of different reasons that you might get central pain syndrome. And very often these diseases are stovepipe. So people who have epilepsy will only hear about epilepsy pain. But really, they all fall under the definition of central pain because they all come from the same problem.
Right.
So our organization is dedicated to the idea of advancing the knowledge of central pain syndrome, because a lot of doctors have never heard of it, don't recognize it, and have no idea how to treat it.
Yeah, it's just like most of the other chronic disorders, pain disorders, you know, and the issues with all the same.
You know, we
here on this show, we are devoted to people like yourself and other organizations and who, you know, everyone we can to work with us to do shows on, you know, CPS, for instance, and MS and everything, because we're trying to bring as much awareness and we're pushing for the cure. But we know that awareness does play a factor. Very well aware of that. And, we try to help as many different pain disorders as we can. But in the meantime, I don't want my people that follow me and listen to my show and stuff to be taken for a ride. So that's why I always talk to people, privately before I send anyone in anyone's direction, because I want to make sure that people that are asking for information or help or whatever, I want to always make sure they get sent to the right place. You know,
I understand that.
You know, and I just wish everybody could be like that, but that's not the way everybody works. But so what do they do to treat it? I mean, it's like CRPS, they use a nerve stimulator, the pain pumps, some just pain medication. So, I mean, it sounds a lot like CRPS to me, except, well, I mean, it is a lot alike, I think, honestly.
Yeah, or sister symptoms.
Yeah, it's a lot of like, it's like fibromyalgia and CRPS is so much alike. You know, we were talking about one night, at least I don't know if he was on that show or not. I know me and Wayne was talking about one night, if we could find a cure for one of these disorders, we could probably hit a gold mine and take care of a lot of them, honestly, because there's so many so close together. There's so much alike.
That's so true.
Right. Yeah. I think one of the things that, that distinguishes central pain syndrome is that a lot of the treatments that are effective on regional pain disorders do not work central pain, because the brain pain symptoms in the brain are caused by a completely different set of neurotransmitters than the ones that are based further down in the various offshoots of the pain nerves off the brain, off the spine. So unless find medications or treatments that either alter the brain altogether and fix that injury, or that update on the neurotransmitters, then they're not going to be effective. Most central pain people find that anti-epileptic drugs, anti-seizure medications like gabapentin, usually. Although with spinal CPS, that works on a completely different neurotransmitter as well, and often all those people can do is use opioids. It's very, very difficult.
Yeah, they are scary. Yeah, they really are. I know I have people that some people that are coming off of them, they're weaning themselves off, and they're doing really good, really well. And I told them, I said, I'm proud of that. I'm not against pain medication at all, but I'm a big believer, if there's other things that we can do that's a little bit safer, that's what we need to be doing. I mean, that's how I feel about it. But listen, it's not fun sitting around here in pain. And I've been hurting for 3 days in my shoulder from where I had the surgery done, and they left me with part of his shoulder. So yeah, I mean, I get people's frustration and their anger towards things. I just think they need to, people need to come out of their shells. And me and Wayne talk about this quite a bit. They need to come out of their shells and talk to people. Talk to people like you and Lisa, you know, about CPS. Get more information about it. Get into a good group that has the information, like your CPS group or other groups, you know, and get good information from people, because there's so much fake stuff out there is, you know, there's, I mean, people scamming people every day, and people in the chronic pain community don't need that. We need good support systems, and that's what I'm trying to do here is help raise awareness, help bring these things out, talk to people about it, get people coming out of their shell at the same time and communicate with others. And yeah, that's the only way we're going to get anywhere with any of this. I mean, we can sit here and spin our wheels for the next 30 years. If we don't get together and work together and quit fighting back and forth over stupid stuff, then we're not going to get anywhere. We're just wasting our time.
And well, Lisa, you got to... Lisa, I was going to say, you've got a lot of connections with other pain groups.
I do. What,
yes, and I was wondering, what have you found to be the best way for people in the CPS community, for instance, to work mm-hmm. with people in some of the other pain groups?
Oh, to connect and network, like with Dan on his radio show. Thank you, Dan. You're doing a great job.
You're welcome, Lisa. You know that. You're more than welcome, both of you. Go ahead.
Working together is what's going to do it. I think the millions of people in chronic pain, if we could just all get together and create mm-hmm. one unit as a mm-hmm. voice, would make a sure. huge impact. And that would make an impact mm-hmm. on science and a cure, awareness, mm-hmm. and all types of better medical care for sure. caregivers, the families. It would mm-hmm. It would really make a difference in so many areas.
Yeah, it would. And that's where we're at now with everything, trying to get people to understand. And, you know, I don't know. It's a combination of things. They're scared about their disorder. They don't want people. They're embarrassed about it. And I got to tell people, look, I get on Facebook and I do videos of myself, not just on radio, but on a video. And I want people to see me with a good day. I want people to see me with a bad day. I want people to see that we're alike. We're alike. We all hurt. We have good days and bad days. And it's getting the people to come out of their shell is the hard part.
Yeah. Well, our common ground is pain. You know, it doesn't matter what our disease is called. Our common ground is pain. And we have to mm-hmm. kind of unite around that. You know, we're all fighting to get rid of the pain. And if we can get people to understand that, it doesn't really matter what it is. We have to go in one direction. We can't go, you know, my disease is worse. It doesn't matter. It's pain. And, you know, we got 700 million worldwide. We need to do something about that number. That number is getting scary.
We got 100... around 100 million in the United States and 700 or close to 700 million worldwide. Yeah, that's a very large number. A very
and
large
that
number.
Could be a powerful, powerful voice.
Oh, you ain't lying. You get half of that amount. You know, you wouldn't even really have to have half, but you would have to have a large number. And we talk about this too, that, you know, I think every one of us can agree that, they could find a cure for these disorders rather quickly, in my mind. I don't want to say quickly, maybe a few years, but it wouldn't take them all that long. But the problem is the pharmacies got their hands in the kitty, and they won't be making no money. And it's like Wayne said one night, he said, you have $50,000 per person for a cure. And that's probably true. You know, I mean, I'm just throwing a number out there, but, you know, yeah, if they come up with a cure, can you imagine how much they're going to charge for that cure? It's the government. They've got their hands in everything. And, you know, I'm not getting into the politics side. I'm just saying that that's where I believe, that because they could find a cure for Zika virus in no time, you get $22 million to the state of Florida to find a cure. Or they give it to fight it. I'm sorry. But, yeah, $22 million to fight the mosquitoes that they're supposed to be spraying for every week anyway. But
and we have 700 million and they have a handful of Zika.
Yeah. less than 100 so far.
Yeah.
But on the other issue, though, Dan, is we have, like you were saying, the people who are just getting diagnosis and they're so frightened and they can't talk, they don't know where to turn. And that's where the foundation, you know, help that we stand up for those who can't speak. Yeah.
Right.
We help them along.
Dude, I just don't, I don't really know of one for CRPS. That's the problem. Not that I can trust. I really shouldn't be going into this. I'm going to try to stay out of this as much as possible. I'll do the videos on Facebook for this. But I don't want to use y'all's time up for that. But, you know, we really don't know where to turn at this point. You know, the people that, and I'm going to say young people because they're different ages, they might be new to CRPS or even CPS, but or fiber or whatever the case may be. I'll be honest, I believe I'm in a lot of groups. I'm in 200 or 300 groups probably, or more or something like that. I don't know, it's a bunch. And I keep getting added to them every day, and I'm like, y'all, stop, I got enough. But I don't, I see a lot of good groups out there, and I'm not trying to bash the groups, but the problem is they don't have information in their groups that these people need. If you look at my group, I got 100 and some files in my group that my administrator did. That's a lot of files. And I've yet to see a group with that many files. And there's files on almost anything in there. And I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm just simply saying that is what groups need to be doing, getting good information and sharing it with their group and letting the people learn all the things. Like today, I did a short video on a nerve stimulator because a friend of mine was getting a trial and she's a little nervous about it. And I showed her, after you get the trial, this is, you know, blah, 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 a 5-minute video. What did that hurt? Nothing, but it helped a lot of people. And now come to find out there's a new stimulator out for CRPS. And I don't know if y'all are aware of this or not. I just found out today. Actually, I found out a couple of days ago, but lady mentioned today. It's something new. It's a new stimulator, and it's designed for CRPS, and they say it's really working well for it.
I don't That's great.
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me. I've got to research it still. But the lady was asking me about it, and I thought, well, I said, were you talking about a nerve stimulator or a pain pump? And she goes, no, it's a new stimulator. I'm like, okay, yeah, I heard somebody talking about it a couple weeks ago, and I just never really paid attention to it. But, you know, that might be something that's there for CRPS right now. But, you know, and it might work for CPS, too. I mean, I don't know if it's going to work just for CRPS or not. Something that has to be investigated more and find out more info on. And I'm going to try to get my hands on some good info just to share with people. Because, you know, if it's really working, my stimulator works good, but your body, the CRPS will outgrow the stimulator. That's the problem. Same with the pain pump. It'll outgrow it eventually. It'll just wear past it. So, you know, that's the kind of things that I'm looking for with, all different types of.
Our Central Pain Syndrome Foundation page and Facebook, we keep up with everything that's new and latest, anything that they can print off to show their doctor and help them out, pass it along, caregivers, families, the patients, they've got to be shown the way.
Sure.
One thing that's great about our page is that with so many members, they can tell us exactly what their experience is, because we've had many members who've tried stimulators, and I think that almost all of them have found that it really hasn't worked for them, unless they have a case of CPS that starts from an injury to their spine way down low.
Right.
I just the difference in the way that your brain is interpreting the pain signals that are getting to it. But I think that one of the most important things that all of our groups do is that they tell us that we're not alone, because so many of us have gone to the doctor with our symptoms and have gotten the I can only call it the, are you a hypochondriac crazy person response.
Yes, all in your head.
We actually had a member who was put into a psychiatric facility for a year because she wouldn't stop feeling pain. No matter how much therapy they gave her, she kept saying, I'm in agony. They're like, oh, lady, we can't figure out what's wrong with you. You shouldn't be in pain. So
that's awful.
Yes, I think that part of what our groups do is help us educate our physicians.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where having a lot of documentation that they can bring to their doctor and say, this is what's wrong. Can you check this out for me? I think that's part of what our PSF group does. Wouldn't you say, Lisa? Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we have to make sure it's not personal information, like somebody's story. Yeah. It has to be established, accredited information that the doctors will choose to rely on. That can be difficult, too. And you have to empower the patient's knowledge so that they can speak intelligently with their doctor and know exactly about what their condition is. If you don't know what your condition is, you cannot speak intelligently to your doctor. You will not understand what he's saying. You will not understand any of the diagnosis, any of the medications, or anything that they would want you to follow. You've got to become empowered, and I hope and I think the groups and foundations are doing for the patient.
Sure. Now, do you guys just do it for CPS, or do y'all do it for other disorders as well?
Since we're the umbrella, we help stroke, multiple sclerosis, epilepsy, head, spine, cord injuries, aneurysms, tumors, infections.
Okay, so pretty much everything to do with CPS.
Yes, we help them all.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm asking, I wasn't trying to put you on the spot. I was just asking because I have somebody that has it or it has something, you know, I'm going to send them your way, like I've already told you. I haven't, not too many people have told me anything about CPS. I have y'all's website and your page and your group. Which I'm in the group. I like the page, and I have your website right here. I got connections to the website.
That's right, which is being updated.
Yeah, I got connections to the website, so we don't need to say more. there's a lot of people that could actually have CPS and not know it and think it's CRPS. I mean, is that true?
Yes.
Would that be a true statement? Because it could be mistaken for one for the other, right? I mean, since it's...
Or it happens either way, actually.
Sure.
Yes.
Because, I mean...
And the problem is that the treatment for one won't work on the other. So we get
that greatly.
Yeah. That's we get a lot of people who've been searching for some sort of relief for years in some cases.
Sure.
Oh, and over decades, we've even told people, oh, no, it's not CPS that you have, and we've sent them to where a group that they should be with, that like CRPS or epilepsy. And we help people steer them in the correct direction.
Now,
I know Lisa's heard about this one. And I'm fixing to throw this one out there. Bee venom therapy. It's my favorite. Have y'all heard about the bee venom therapy? I have a really good friend, Amber Rose, and she's great. She's been doing it for 23 plus years, and she's stung over 60 some thousand people in her lifetime. And she really has given me some great information. Lisa, I think you're in my group, that little group I have.
Yeah.
I believe you're in there.
Yeah.
Bee venom therapy really, really works for chronic pain, all types of chronic pain. I know a lot of people don't like being stung by bees, but I'm a firm believer. I take a bee sting over chronic pain any day. So,
or
I mean, I'm just throwing
it out there. And it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. When they're that high, you know, I'm throwing that out there for y'all. So I mean, do your research and what you think about it, but it does really work.
Mm-hmm. If you can bring up other alternatives to the plant community and everybody, there's so many integrative alternative therapies that can be used.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some people swear by the essential oils or whatever. I'm not very up to date on those. I have a few people that swear by them, and I believe them. You know, I mean, I got no reason not to believe them. They say it works. I believe it. It's just something I haven't really researched that much. I've been more onto the bee venom thing. That's Wayne. I'm on this bee venom kick, man. You think I'm making money off of it, but I'm not. as much as I try to push it, man. But it's
another.
Yeah.
Well, it's an alternative, solution to the problem. It doesn't cure,
exactly,
but it does take the pain away, and it's very, very inexpensive, and you can do it yourself. So save a lot of money. You can save a lot of money, you know. So, it's something that.
Just pain management, the toolkit.
Yeah. I have a good pain management doctor, and I wish everyone had a pain management doctor like I do, because mine is very, very good. He really is.
Oh.
I've been fortunate. I've been fortunate all along. And people get upset with me because I tell them, I'm like, y'all don't understand. Call it good luck or whatever it is, I've had very good experiences with my chronic pain or my pain management doctors. All but
that's
one.
Wonderful.
You know, I had a bad one. I'm like everybody else. I had my bad one. But some people think just because they don't give you pain medication, they're a bad doctor. That's not the case. Not all of them believe in that kind of treatment. You know, some believe pain medicine, some believe in other things. You got to be able to work with your doctor. That's a must. If you're upfront and honest with your doctor, I feel like they're going to treat you rather well.
When we went through it, not all doctors were specialized in pain. And now, with everything going on with the opiate, I think that in the medical schools, they're going to start teaching on pain management. And I hope it'll be different in the future for people.
Yeah, I think it will.
Well, speaking along the lines of our doctors not knowing what CRPS or central pain syndrome was even about, the rare diseases or the rarely diagnosed diseases like ours, but I think with the times changing, they're going to start training the doctors differently, especially with social media, and they can see everything and all the voices.
Yeah.
The only problem I do see coming down the pike, though, is that many, many times our CPS patients, and it may be true with RPS, is that they'll go in and talk to a doctor who assumes that they are drug seekers.
Yeah.
And don't help them at all. And we've had members who have been essentially turned away from their pain management doctors who have never heard of this sort of a syndrome. And the problem isn't going to be so much the training that they're giving to young physicians who are coming out of medical school now. It's all those doctors who are already out there who all they hear about is, there's a terrible problem with people seeking opioids. So they're not going to treat pain patients at all because they see it as some sort of legal liability. That is a real concern that all of us in the pain community have to band together to do something about. And Dan, you're absolutely right about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just saying, in the meantime, we'll keep giving the patients, the new ones and the ones that are with us, the information they need until we can all speak as one and make some type of dramatic move in the right direction.
Yeah. Yeah. Wayne, you got anything you want to put in here? I didn't let you talk much last night.
Yeah, well, it's so hard when you got over 150 diseases, you know, related to pain, you know, and just getting people to understand that, you know, there's not a whole lot of difference other than my pain starts from here and goes to here, or it starts here. You know, we have to understand that it's all pain. It's just pain. And this is what we have to focus on. And once we do that, and we start attacking what it is that is, I mean, we need the research as far as, like CPS, it's from the brain and the spinal cord. You know, how do we stop those signals from going out? You know?
They'll only take us serious if you're a 501c3. And that took a long time to get, and that's not easy. And then you find that with a NIH, it takes minimum of $35,000 to present to them to even start research for any disease. And so how long do you think, unless we have a miracle ice bucket challenge, how in the world are you going to save $35,000?
Right.
That. Just to get it started.
Right. Hey, we got you, Wayne. Brian's got a blog talk radio.
Does he?
Yeah. I think he's just doing it to help me. He's got blog talk radio. He just sent it to me in a private message. I'm like, what is this? I think he did. Because you can get a free version of it, but you don't get very much with it. I'll tell you that. You get like 30 minutes a day, I think. You don't get no time in prime time. Yeah, you got to pay for prime time.
Isn't that the way?
He's working on a commercial for me for my show. He's been working on it for a while. I just asked him, I said, when are you going to fix my commercial? Yeah, I wouldn't let him play the one song. I have a song at the beginning of my show, which I cut it short tonight, didn't let it play. He's been working on that, trying to help me get a commercial for the show. So me and Wayne can take breaks in the middle of an hour. So it's really not bad in an hour, but we do some 2-hour shows sometimes. And, those get to you. Yeah, it don't take long for a 2-hour show to catch up to you. But, I will continue to send people y'all's way when I run into people that, might not be sure what they have. And,
please do.
And yeah, I got enough information.
We have a lot of information for them. I mean, we're not a huge organization like other people may be, but we have a lot of help to provide.
Well, listen, it's not the size of the organization, it's the people and how you help them. That's what I go for.
That's right.
I don't care if they have 500 members or 5 million members on the board. I could care less, because one person can do just as good, if not more, than all of them. That's how I feel.
With information.
Don't get me started on that, because we'll be here all night long. But you know, it's about helping people. And if people are helping people, even by raising awareness, that's still fine. That's good. I mean, we have to have awareness. You're not going to get a cure without awareness. I mean, so I just don't see it happening. You know, so I don't want to, you know, condemn anybody.
It exists. You're right. Yeah. There isn't going to be any attention. You're just going to be thought of as some crackpot.
Yep. I mean, it's time for people to bring out the aggression, and not towards each other, but for the people to help with pushing these issues, writing these letters to the senators and governors and whoever. And I belong to a small little group. There's not but like 200 members in it. And the lady is amazing. They have made broken coffee cups, and they're sending them to Washington, D.C., to the White House. They're sending one to Ellen DeGeneres' show, and they're sending one someplace else. I can't remember. That's awareness. And then writing letters to go along with the cups. It's going to get people's attention. I mean, it's going to.
Yes.
It's a broken coffee mug that's been put together with different pieces and different colors of the chronic pain disorders, as many as they could, you know, put on a cup. And it's been shipped out.
That's wonderful.
You know, that's helping. That's helping people.
That is helping. That's wonderful.
And they're not even asking for money for it.
No.
And they're putting it out of their own.
Ask for money.
This group is doing it all out of their pocket.
Exactly.
That's wonderful. What's the name of the group?
Give me one second. I gotta find it. It's here somewhere. I gotta look through this long. It's like CRPS RSD Warriors, I believe. Where is it? Of course, now I won't be able to find it. Of course, go figure. It's either RSD.
Okay. You find that and get back to it.
Well, the group, yeah, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, you find that and get back to it.
Yeah, because we'd like to have a piece of that coffee mug be us.
Oh, here we go. Boy, did I start another one? This is terrible. I can't do two nights in a row without starting something.
Well, really, how big can the coffee
mug be? Oh, it's right here. Right here, CRPS / RSD Warriors.
You had it. You knew it.
Yep. I knew I had it. I just couldn't remember which way it went. But, Wendy is her name. She's the creator. Do you want me to send it to you, Lisa?
Please. Go ahead and pull it
there. They've
got the right name, because in order to fight pain, you really do have to be a warrior. Not just
yes,
in your daily life, but especially if you're trying to work with other people.
And Wendy is amazing. I don't know the whole story. She's really an amazing person. I think the lady that's actually doing the mugs, I think, is Brenda. I believe is her name. Her and Wendy are working on this together. But the whole group has come together and is doing so much. So, I mean,
wow.
That's...
We'll check it out and see how we can help them.
Sorry, Brian's cracking me up. He keeps writing me. He says, this is the show that you saw or you can find. And he goes, just don't advertise it because I'm not doing one. Brian doesn't like being on the radio. And I'm messing with him. He's probably listening to me. He'll be sending me some really nice messages here. He's a good guy, man. He does a lot for me. He really does. But back to the CPS. How do they run certain kind of tests for it, or they kind of like CRPS? They kind of go on the results that they see.
It's diagnosed through an evaluation, the same way that CRPS is. There are certain characteristics about it that are pretty much common to everybody that gets it. One is the type of pain that you get, which is usually intense and what they call intractable. You can't really treat it with regular pain meds. And it doesn't stop. There's no break from it. It's constant. And you've usually got some sort of lesion that can show up on an MRI. But they can see the damage that's been done to your central nervous system.
Okay, gotcha.
And that's how they figure out that what you're suffering with is CPS. And then they try and find, usually it's a pain med cocktail, as we call it. A combination of drugs that will be effective in helping you deal with your pain on an everyday basis.
Sure. Yeah, it's like the...
We can also show the lesions, whether you had a brain bleed or a lesion in the spinal area. With me, it was a stroke, and you could show the stroke was in the thalamus, and in the 1800s, it was called thalamic pain. There's ways to have proof, and there's also a scale you go by.
Okay. So, yes, kind of like to see how it is.
You, if any of your listeners are wondering, you know, well, maybe this is something that I might be suffering with, my doctors haven't been able to help me, they can go to our website at centralpainsyndromefoundation.org and take a look at some of the materials we've got for sure that you can print out and bring to your doctor that will help you get into a discussion of this and perhaps find some medications that will actually help you relieve some of the symptoms. I think that's most unfortunate about it is that the longer that you go without treatment, the worse it is, and the less likely you can find a drug that will help you. So the earlier that you find out that you've got this, the better your chances of being able to control it and lead sort of a normal life.
Yeah, it's like most of them, I believe.
Right. Better educate the healthcare community to finding it sooner rather than later.
Sure. Absolutely. I think y'all. I think I put your website on my website. I'm not sure. I think I told Brian to, so I don't know if he has yet or not. Tried to put it on there.
I hope so. We are.
Hey, I pick and choose who I put on mine. No, I'm just kidding. You know, one thing, I've got to quit being so nice because I'm being ran over with some. I'm serious, I am, and I'm just getting, I'm not going to put up with that now. You don't run over me, I'm sorry. I don't run over nobody, and I don't want to be ran over myself. So I'm going to leave it at that. but I'm going to show them a little bit about what the South is about down here if they don't leave me alone. I'm getting aggravated with people. I have a good bunch of listeners that listen to me. They listen to us, and they really support us. They write me all the time and talk to me and tell me, "Hey, you and Wayne are doing great. Keep it up. We appreciate it."
Yeah.
You know, and that's really all we ask for. We just want people to. You know, we don't expect them to believe everything we say, but I'm not going to come on here and lie about something. If I don't know about something, like CPS, that's why I have you all on the show, to find out about it. Because I don't know very much about it. Before I met Lisa, I never knew what it was. So I didn't.
I'll find it somehow.
You know, but, I mean, that happens because we have...
I don't think that any of us have got it. Heard about it before we found out that we were at it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because, you know, there's like 150-some different disorders. That's a lot.
Yeah.
You know? And a lot of them can run together, you know? So, I mean,
yeah.
It's, you know, I sit here and I think about the CRPS and I think about CPS and I'm thinking, you know, I very well could just have CPS, but a couple of things that tells me I haven't, because I've had none of those issues that causes it. that's one thing. And two is the nerve stimulator does work for my CRPS. But the problem is the CRPS has just outgrown the stimulator. I could get more leads and get better coverage. That's more surgery. So I'm really trying to hold off on that as long as possible. But I know it's coming down the road because I don't want to be on the medication. I really don't. That's something that
I know.
I'm on a real nice medication called Nucynta. It's for neuropathy and chronic pain. And it's very mild. It's an opiate, but it's very mild. It's not, it doesn't make you drunk or anything like that. You really don't even know you took it, except you just don't hurt. And when I say it takes away your pain, it takes away your pain. I mean, period.
That's wonderful.
And I'm on the lowest dose possible.
So and that's the information we need to get out.
Sure. Yeah. I tell people all the time about
it. Find a medication. that'll give you quality of life.
Well, listen, like
quality
I told you,
of life.
That's important. Like I told you last time you're still on the show, you know, I was talking about that, and I told you I was taking quite a bit of medication. I'm not taking hardly any compared to what I was taking.
That's wonderful.
That you stop taking two pills for one that does the same thing as the other two did.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
I take the time release, which is twice a day, every 12 hours, and I have the short acting to go along with it if I need it. And I usually need it to get through between the afternoon and evening into the night because, like I said, it's a mild dose. It's not, you know, it's not 500 milligrams of medication. It's 50,
right.
50 mg, which is the lowest. And exactly. I don't like pain medication. I really don't like it. And I don't like feeling all stupid. I took gabapentin before. Wayne fine, but it made me gain a massive amount of weight, and it made me feel like I was drunk all the time, well, high all the time or something. I didn't feel normal. It helped with the pain though, but see, I couldn't deal with that, the side effects, the other stuff that goes on. I'm like, no, I can't do this. So I'll come off of it.
Side effects are not worth it sometimes.
No, and went on the Nacita, and it's, you know, it's been rather nice. It's helped me a lot. So that's another thing. I had to make some decisions. It wasn't easy, but I did. I took a chance, and it worked, and I'm glad. But, you know, that's what we have to get out to the community and have people understand that you're going to have to make some sacrifices in your life if you want to try to feel better. I mean, there's just no way around it. You can sit on the couch or on the bed all day and mope and groan and cry and complain about how you're feeling, but if you you don't try to make a difference, it's just not going to help. I mean, it's not.
Well, if you want to help the people that feel that way, that's a terrible way to spend, waste your hours while you're still on Earth. That's just help.
Sure it is. That's why we spend so much time, don't we, Wayne? Almost every night we talk about this. Every night, I guess Wayne was.
Almost every night,
I was going to say, I thought
you
took a nap on me.
You two guys are doing great.
Well, thank you. And we try.
Tremendous service to so many of us are in pain. And what I'm thinking is that if all Americans could look at each other as individuals that, you know, we can't tell by looking at anybody else what sort of pain they're in, what sort of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if we began to look at each other with that sort of kindness and with the patience that you give to somebody that you love who's in pain, we'd be such a better off country, because all of us are in a lot of ways, and pain people are the folks that can understand that the most, that can have the compassion, exactly right, Lisa, they can have the compassion. And I think maybe for, you know, the politicians to listen to us about how they should treat other people, you know, because we know.
That's going to be a handful to do on that one. You lead the way and I'll follow. we understand that. And believe me, I write letters to the local government and stuff here in the state of Florida. I write them all the time. I just wrote one last week to the
We'll do that. We talk to our representatives and such, but how in the world can we go up against the big money and the special interest groups that and lobbying?
No, you can't. We can't. I really don't think we can.
How can we make a squeak of a voice over all that?
Well, you gotta have a large number of people for one is about the only chance you stand.
It would be great though if we had 700 million people stand up and even give $1, we would have a heck of a war chest for the lawyers, wouldn't we?
But it's been proven that when you are in pain all the time and dealing with it, even if you are on the drugs that help, mm-hmm. get depressed. You end up really isolated because you just the stimulation of the world hurts. When you have mm-hmm. CPS, then humidity, Lisa can tell you, I can tell you, when it's hot and humid, all of your autonomic nervous system goes off, and that causes you extreme pain. And all you can do is, like, pee in agony. You can't do very much. And I think that's a big part of the problem. People that are in pain, it takes so much energy that it's like we don't have the energy to fight big money corporations and all their lawyers.
Sure.
And that's why I'm always so grateful for the people in our lives that fight for us, that take care of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who love us and can help us when we cannot because we are in agony.
Yeah. And it's not easy. For any of us, and it's especially not easy for people that don't really understand what we're going through. And that's where we have to try to explain to them the best we can, because it's hard to understand if you're not living it. And
so now we have two areas. We got to tell the ones that don't understand, and then we got to help the ones to start. And we've been there, done that.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's pretty much the truth. Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say that. I mean, Dan, you got a pain condition. Don't you ever find that people that don't suffer from these sorts of things are scared when you tell them what it's like? They don't want my son. Did not want to believe when I first told him about CPS that there could be a pain that was so bad and that nothing would help and that would never end for the rest of your life. He just, it terrified him to think that such a thing is possible. And I think that's what happens with a lot of people who are well. They don't want to think such a terrible thing can happen.
Sure. Well, can you imagine? Yeah. They're going, well, I don't want that. That's what's scary.
Yeah, very true. My kids and my wife, and my son-in-law and friends, especially my friends, they look at me like I'm crazy. My kids and my wife and my son-in-law is not so bad because they live with me, so they see what I go through every day all the time. So, you know, they're kind of used to it, but you know, friends that come around sometimes, or friends of the family, they're like, they kind of sit away from me and everything. I'm like, look, I'm not contagious. My stimulator's not going to shock you. If I reach out and touch you, my stimulator's not going to electrocute you like it is me. Yeah, I wish I could touch you and zap the crap out of you, because, that'd be a great way to discipline the teenage... That'd be a way to discipline your teenage kid. Just turn your stimulator around and walk up and zap
him. I'll come over there and touch you.
Just touch him and zap him.
Don't make me touch you.
it's crossed my mind a few times, but it just doesn't work. Yeah, people do. They look at us like, there's something really... Well, I don't want to say there's something like that. It was something really wrong with it. It's like it's contagious, more or less.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I was sitting at the store earlier with my wife at the grocery store, and my daughter went inside, me and her were sitting in the car, and I watched this guy, and, you know, we talk about this all the time. This really fires Wayne up, so he's going to say something after I say this. It fires me up as well, and a lot of other people, but we're sitting there, and I have the handicap placard, and I'm sitting in the van. We could have parked in another parking spot, but it was open. Nobody wanted it. We took it. Okay, I watched this guy come flying in the parking lot, pull up in a handicapped parking zone with a decal now in his window, jumps out and runs in the store. And I looked at my wife and I said, I can't get to the door fast enough. And she's like, well, see, because I don't want to tell this guy what I thought about that. Because that's wrong. Right. If I'm that even is. Though I have the even though I have the right to park in a handicapped parking spot, and I do need to be closer to the door, so I can spend more time inside, you know, the longer I have to walk, the shorter I am inside. But if I see someone in a wheelchair or a really elderly person pull up, I leave that parking spot and let them have it. I'll find another one. Mm-hmm. That's just common courtesy and it's respect.
Right.
I don't, you know, people don't have to do that, but that's what the world needs. It needs more people like that. It needs people to care just a little bit more about their, the person next to them or the person they're standing behind in the store or something. It's just gotten way out of hand with everything, not just the chronic pain community, all the way across the board with it all. So, but
like,
you know,
Louise
hopefully,
would say it, maybe we could show the world compassion and how to do it.
Well, we're trying to figure out something. I promise you that.
Well, like I also said, you know, people do not want to imagine that terrible things can happen to them. So when they see somebody who is in a terrible situation, they will either say, well, it's your own fault. You must have done something wrong to have this bad thing happen. Or they say, I can't believe it. That sort of stuff just doesn't happen. Nobody gets paid and can't do anything about it. You're just making it up. And
that makes me so angry when they tell me that. Oh, you don't even know.
Yeah. And after a while, you begin to get like, I'm not going to talk to anybody because I don't want anybody else to tell me I'm crazy. Right?
Yeah.
That's what your show, that's what our groups are for. To let people know they are not alone.
Sure.
And you're right. By us talking about what our experience is and encouraging other people to imagine what this is like, to say it's real and this is what it's like, maybe we can start to form a more compassionate country.
Sure.
More compassionate cities, towns, all across the world.
I think we could do a lot with this. I really do. It's just me and Wayne have really been focusing hard on trying to get people to come out and just not to show support, but to come out and share their stories. Help us share stories and stuff like that. I mean, that's very important.
Thanks for having us on, Dan.
Oh, y'all are welcome. You're more than welcome. This is how things get done, though. You know, this is how things get done. You just got to keep building people and getting them to come out of them shells and talk to people. Talk with us. Talk to you guys. Talk to whoever. Doesn't have to be me.
If I can get on this radio show and talk, anybody can.
On my own favorite, I've been going for a year and a half now trying to get people to talk, you know, to speak out, to say what's on their mind. And if we can get people to do that, just tell you what's on their mind, you know, if you're in the pain community, we know what's on your mind. And that's the big part, you know. I've already gotten a lot of my friends. I mean, I got like 5,000 of them. And I get them that they will all of a sudden just go boom. And they'll tell you, you know, yeah, I've got this or I've got this. And it's, oh, you do really? Hey, guess what? I know some groups that can help you, you know?
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, it's like, you know, this person is free to talk to you. I get messages all the time from people. I love it. You know, Dora, I had nothing. You know, I might get a couple likes. Now I get, you know, comments up the butt, and I love it.
That's wonderful.
I love it.
Such a relief to people to find someone like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing.
There's people out there. Listen, ladies, it has come to me.
Dan.
That's the bottom line. The bottom line is the bottom line is this. The show's over.
Yeah.
Well, I had a great time talking with you. Thank you so for having us.
You're welcome. Yes, I'm more than glad to help. And
we really
you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Oh, I know you do. I know you do. And
you know
that I'll be,
CPS is
I'll
here
be,
to help y'all anytime.
Okay.
All right. I'll be sending people that way. I definitely
Sounds
will.
Wonderful.
Shoot me a friend request.
Yes. Sure.
Send me a, send me a friend request.
You.
Yeah. Bring your friends
you'll
over
have
and
tell
me
his last name. I only know him as Wayne.
He's on my, Styles. I think that's how you pronounce it. He's on my Facebook page. He's got the American flag upside down, I think. Or he did have.
Yep.
Yeah, he's on my Facebook page. I think he's the only Wayne on there. I think.
Yeah,
might not be.
Yeah.
I think he's. All right. I got to end this show, ladies. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Wayne. Thank you. I'll talk
thank
to you tomorrow
you
night.
Guys.
Okay,
you're
guys.
Welcome. All right,
thanks,
good night.
Yes, well. Happy.
All right, good night.
Dan, see you later.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Okay.